Hey everyone, and welcome to the Classroom Compass. I'm Lily.
And I'm Lucy. Today, we're diving into a topic that's becoming more and more important in primary classrooms. How can we support children with pathological demand avoidance, or PDA?
Yep, if you've ever worked with a child who seems to react really strongly to even the smallest requests, or who avoids tasks in really creative ways, you might have come across PDA without even knowing it.
Exactly. And today, we're breaking down what PDA is, why traditional strategies often don't work, and what we can do instead. So if you're a teacher, a TA, or anyone supporting kids in school, this episode's for you.
All right, Jess, let's start at the beginning. PDA stands for Pathological Demand Avoidance. It's a profile within the autism spectrum. But it's quite different from what people usually expect when they hear autism.
Right. The key thing with PDA is that kids experience very high anxiety around everyday demands. We're talking even simple things like hang up your coat or get your book out. It can feel overwhelming to them, and their response is often to avoid.
And it's not just saying no, is it? The avoidance can be very inventive, negotiating, distracting, even withdrawing completely or having a meltdown.
Yes, and this is so important. Those behaviours aren't about being difficult or defiant. They're anxiety-driven. Once you understand that, it completely shifts how you respond.
So here's the challenge. Most of us are trained to give clear, direct instructions, use rewards and consequences, stick to routines. But with PDA, those approaches often backfire.
Exactly. What feels like structure to us can feel like pressure to them, and pressure ramps up the anxiety, which leads to more avoidance. It's a tricky cycle.
That's why we need to get a bit creative. So let's look at some strategies that actually work.
Okay, first up, reduce direct demands. This doesn't mean we let kids off the hook. It's about how we frame things.
Instead of saying, start this work now, try something like, I wonder if you'd like to give this a go, or let me know when you're ready.
Or even better, turn it into a game or use a bit of humour. It helps the task feel less like a command and more like a choice.
And honestly, sometimes that small tweak in language can prevent a massive escalation.
Next, let's talk about choice. Giving kids a say in how or when they do something can make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Like saying, do you want to do this now or after lunch? Or would you prefer to write this or type it?
And sometimes offering a different way of completing the task entirely, like drawing instead of writing, can really lower those anxiety levels.
The key is keeping choices limited, but meaningful. Too many options can be overwhelming.
Now here's a big one. Do not get into a power struggle.
Yes, absolutely. I've got to say I've learned the hard way that pushing harder when a child is resisting usually leads to, well, chaos.
It's okay to take a step back. Break tasks into smaller steps, allow time, and focus on progress rather than completion.
If all they manage today is getting their name on the page, that's a win.
Now let's talk about the classroom environment. Predictable routines help, but we've also got to be flexible.
Having a quiet space where a child can retreat if they're feeling overwhelmed can be a game changer.
Yep, it's about giving kids the tools to self-regulate without feeling punished or singled out.
All right. Let's talk about something we both love, building relationships.
Oh yes. With PDA, trust is everything. Kids need to feel safe and understood before they'll even consider engaging.
Find out what they're interested in and use it. If it's Pokemon, Minecraft, dinosaurs, bring that into your lessons.
When you take the time to connect, you open the door to learning.
Now let's chat about emotional regulation. These kids are often in fight or flight mode. So helping them manage big feelings is vital.
Absolutely. You can teach breathing techniques, offer movement breaks, or even just model calm responses.
And sometimes just saying, I can see you're feeling overwhelmed, let's take a break, can completely change the energy.
We don't need instant compliance. We need emotional safety.
Let's not forget, we're not in this alone.
Nope. Parents are such valuable partners. They know their kids best, and they often have great insights about what works and what doesn't.
And working with specialists, like autism advisors or educational psychologists, can really help tailor strategies to the child's needs.
The more consistent the support between home and school, the better the outcomes.
So, to wrap it all up, supporting children with PDA takes flexibility, patience, and a big dose of creativity.
And above all, it takes understanding. When we stop seeing avoidance as bad behaviour and start seeing it as anxiety, everything shifts.
If you're trying out these strategies in your classroom, we'd love to hear how it's going. Share your stories, your wins, and hey, even your flops. We're all learning.
Thanks so much for listening to the Classroom Compass. Don't forget to subscribe, share with a colleague, and come back next time for more practical classroom tips.
Until next time, keep putting relationships first and keep being brilliant.